this is a out of control, frankly, asinine budget. $7.3 trillion. You know. And what's truly bizarre is that the Joe Biden of just a few years ago would never have supported this kind of financial suicide. It is financial suicide. When he was a senator, Joe Biden wanted to freeze all spending, including Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. He did. Listen.
When I argued that we should freeze federal spending, I meant Social Security as well. I meant Medicare and Medicaid. I meant veterans benefits. I meant every single solitary thing in the government. And I not only tried it once, I tried it twice, I tried it a third time, and I tried it a fourth time.
Yeah, he tried it several times. He wasn't talking about the cocaine backstage, by the way. Oh, and did I mention the billions of dollars being earmarked for illegals that have flooded into the country under Biden's intentionally open borders? Well, of course, there is lots and lots of stuff for the people that Joe and the Democrats are getting in any way they can. Those numbers will also explode because with less than $12 billion for the border, why should we expect that it would get any better in the years to come? Another history lesson today, if I may be so bold. It was Barack Obama who was among those staunchly opposed to allowing the flood of humanity over our borders and into our neighborhoods. Yeah, in 2009, President Obama was staunchly opposed to illegal aliens invading America. Now, you can't even call them illegal without Democrats having a cow. Here is a history lesson and one you should remember clearly. Listen.
This is not going to be a free ride. It's not going to be some instant amnesty. What's going to happen is you are going to pay a significant fine. You are going to learn English. You are going to go to the back of the line so that you don't get ahead of somebody who was in Mexico City applying legally. But after you've done these things over a certain period of time, you can earn your citizenship. So that it's not something that is guaranteed or automatic. You've got to earn it. But over time, you give people an opportunity. Now, it only works, though, if you do all the pieces. I think the American people, they appreciate and believe in immigration. But they can't have a situation where you just have 500,000 people pouring over the border without any kind of mechanism to control it. So we've got to deal with that at the same time as we deal in a humane fashion with folks who have put down roots here, have become our neighbors, have become our friends. They may have children who are U.S. citizens. That's the kind of comprehensive approach that we have to take.
Yeah. He didn't think it was good to have any of these folks come sliming in. And despite old Yeller screaming at us last week during the State of the Union, Americans are rejecting the existential threat that is an open border. The two existential threats that we face today are this. The $7.3 trillion spending debacle and continue to spend ourselves into oblivion. And the border crisis, plus China, obviously, is always there. 55% of Americans call the border crisis critical. 31% say it's very important. That's 86% that put it in the either important or critical categories. The Democrats are losing so badly on this one, it's hard to fathom. But here are the numbers.
Well, a majority of Americans, 55%, now say the large number of immigrants entering the U.S. illegally is a critical threat. That's up 8 points from a year ago. And it's a record high for this Gallup polling.
Yeah, a record high for this Gallup polling. The real question is, how many people have to be killed? How many funerals? How many murders, rapes? How many American families and communities have to be victimized and torn apart before this is all rejected across the board? That's the question before us here today. How many more, America? Here's a short list, by the way. Listen to this.
An innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented.
But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals?
The prime suspect charged in Lakin Riley's murder was 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra. He's originally from Venezuela. He illegally entered the United States back in 2022.
Nobody ever wants to see their child in a bathtub. the way I found her. Nobody.
A Texas grand jury indicted Rafael Govea Romero. He's accused of attacking 16-year-old Lizbeth Medina by repeatedly hitting her head and stabbing her. Police also say he took her phone after killing her and responded to text messages and used her social media.
This Salvadoran migrant, illegally present according to ICE, his name is Nilson Granados Trejo, accused of murdering, killing a tragic death of a two-year-old infant.
Detectives say Jose Talamantes blew through a stop sign at more than 50 miles an hour, hitting motorcyclist David Hadrich.
In Kenner, Louisiana, a Honduran migrant accused of rape at knife point, a 14-year-old teenage girl.
Yeah. And the list goes on and on and on. But Joe says he's ready to make some changes. He says he has some ideas about the border now. Good, right? And Joe's ready. After 3 years of failing on the border, Joe Biden says we need an orderly process. Whose job would that be, Joe? Here's what he said yesterday. Listen.
Look, what we need is... We need just an orderly process at the border, not to keep, they're not vermin, they're not scum, they're not people who are all criminals coming. It's just...
Yeah. No, they're not all, but too many of them, Joe. That's the problem. You don't seem to understand. Far too many of them are vermin. Too many of them are gang members. Too many of them are previously convicted criminals. But I'd bet you two scoops of ice cream. He doesn't even remember saying that. I get two scoops? Yeah, Joey. You get two damn scoops, all right? Leave the border open. Anyhow, that's where we are today. 86% of Americans believe it's a crisis or very important. I don't think I've ever seen numbers like that on any issue ever in all of my time doing this. I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.